Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Jason's classic cut on a Monday. 10:07. Jason, you can spread rock salt. It's so cold, hell froze over. No, I'm serious. I just received this. I'm not making this up. I just received this email from my liberal brother. I think Obama has really gotten himself into a world of bleep with Putin. He has to kick ass or he'll be in serious trouble. The biggest challenge of his presidency, in my option. Yeah, this is the same guy. When somebody on the far left realizes that. Now, okay, well, so but I want to throw this out to you before I say specifically what I agree or disagree with what. And listen, when you say what the free world response is, you're talking about President Obama's response because he is, or should be, the leader of the free world. He has rolled on so many things that if we allow this to stand, the Wall Street Journal has this right. Dominoes are going to fall all over the globe. China, Iran, and on, and Korea, and on. Hell, Japan has an ally, seemingly, has a very nationalist streak going right now. The United States, as the leader of the free world, will be officially impotent if this is allowed to stand. So what should the free world's response be? And again, in my opinion, that's President Obama's response because we are supposed to be leader of the free world. I think it's his Cuban Missile Crisis moment. We got here the same way we got to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Because Kennedy had rolled and rolled and rolled and Khrushchev didn't expect anything different in Cuba. So what do we do now? Derek and Shauna, thanks a lot for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I think we should start with the European interceptor sites, medium long-range ballistic missiles. Obama backed down on that around 2008 or 2009, while putting the missile sites in Poland and the Czech Republic, among other places. And, you know, Putin was totally against that. He did not want to see that happen. And I think maybe one of many things you could do to say, you know what, you know, you want to play hardball, maybe we should implement this again.
So you do support saber rattling. Would that include fleet movements, as the Wall Street Journal proposes, in the Black Sea?
Well, absolutely. I would. I would. I think you should. I know you have your Aegis fleets with your missile interceptors there. I think you have to show a force right now. I mean, this is not Russia will walk all over you. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. And I absolutely agree with what your cousin said. You have to draw a line in the sand. This is very important.
Okay.
More important, I think, people realize.
Okay, if there's an old saying, don't point a gun at someone unless you're willing to use it. Should we make military movements of any level if we're not prepared to use our military?
I think you have to. I mean, there comes a time. I'm a former military myself. There comes a time when you have to. You can't. Words are words, and Obama has used words too much, too often, and you need to show a force. I guess isn't that why we have troops stationed in Germany? I mean, essentially, that's why they're there. So,
and that's actually a great point, Derek. Thanks a lot for the call. This is Cold War Russia. The first thing you have to do is and this is the Obama administration's greatest failure to date, not recognizing that Putin is yearning for the Cold War Russian supremacy days when there were two superpowers. This is Cold War Russia. The first thing you do is you expel them from the free world, because what this establishes, this was war. This was an invasion. This is a declaration of war. They should no longer be accepted. Not this, we're canceling this summit or that. Gone. Anything that we offered to them in the last 25 years that suggested that they were a member of the free world in good standing should be gone. They have reimposed the Iron Curtain here, not us. So we should honor it. That's the first thing. Treat them the way we treated the former Soviet Union, as an enemy. Because right now, Vladimir Putin is acting a hell of a lot more like a Soviet premier than he is the leader of a democracy, which Russia, and that's the other thing, we've been turning a blind eye to what's going on inside Russia. So that now military action, I think, is an interesting question. And even in the Republican caucuses, you're going to have a split there. Because Tea Party conservatives tend not to be all that hawkish on these types of things. But I think this is a tremendous threat. The Cuban Missile Crisis was called a massive destabilizing move. That's exactly what this is. So how do we respond beyond expelling Russia from the free world? Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen this movie before. You know, Hitler takes Czechoslovakia, then the Sudetenland, and Neville Chamberlain's busy with his thumbs in an anatomically dark spot. What Obama ought to do is institute a draft right now, double the size of the military, and prepare for World War III, because that's coming.
Well, Andrew, but can you, you said now change course on defense spending plans. Is it really that easy that this happened in a drip, drip, drip fashion, you know, actions by Obama and Democrats in the United States? Can you really just turn it around that quickly?
If he doesn't want to be invaded, he better.
Well, that's, I think, is obvious. Andrew, thanks a lot for the call. We are talking about a moment in time where we're going to find out who is the leader of the world. And you notice I didn't say free world. The leader of the world. Is it the United States or is it Russia? And I will tell you right now, the media in America don't even understand the extreme nature of the moment. This is a massively destabilizing movement. It's why he did it. Because he thinks he can get away with it. Yeah, what happened? What now? It's a great point, though. A listener, though. What happens if North Korea invades South Korea? What if he starts getting tested all over the world? For years, it's been considered an extreme position to say that his weakness on foreign policy, President Obama's, could bring us, the United States, to our knees. We are dangerously close to that right now. Dangerously close to that. This does threaten peace in Europe. It does. Now, to show you how misguided President Obama has been on this, and we'll take more calls if you have any, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, on what you think should be the response to the free world, so that makes it President Obama's response to a Russian declaration of war. But I want to go, Jason, when you get a minute, if you got that ready. I want to go back. There was a moment in the 2012 presidential debates between Mitt Romney and President Obama where President Obama ridiculed Mitt Romney for a position that he took. Listen to this.
When you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
Russia, I indicated, is a geopolitical foe. It's a geopolitical foe. And I said in the same paragraph, I said, and Iran is the greatest national security threat we face. Russia does continue to battle us in the UN time and time again. I have clear eyes on this. I'm not going to wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to Russia or Mr. Putin.
Now, that doesn't sound so goofy anymore. And he thought he was so clever there. The 1980s call, they want their foreign policy back. Guess what, President Obama? The 1980s foreign policy is back. Wake up and smell what you were standing in. Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things. One on the tongue-in-cheek is this is actually going to really harm Barackatology down here. We got March Madness and... here we got this, but you know, Friday when he gave his little speech, what really makes me mad about this man is he is late, and you are late because of a reason, and that's because you want something to be looked at. And he was late Friday for this press conference that lasted all but whatever. Yeah. And then he goes across the street while Putin is throwing Molotov cocktails. Obama's going over there and telling us it's the happy hour for the Democrats. This is a pathetic man, and I predicted this happening before he was elected. I told some friends, I said, I'm going to tell you something. Foreign countries are going to poke their finger in this man's chest, and this man's going to smile, shake their hand, and pat him on the back and think, that's how we do things here. Let me tell you something. This guy's being exposed real bad right now, people. And the press, whoever the press is, and if you got listeners out there, Jerry, that voted for this man twice, I bet we could count them on one hand that they still would vote for him again. This guy is a dangerous man to the whole country. Putin, do you think Putin is over there not throwing back a drink called a Black Russian and saying, hey, fellas, look what we're up against over in America? God bless you, Jerry. I'll tell you what, I'm scared and I'm 60 years old, and I am scared for the rest of this country's future because of this man. God bless you.
Dan, thanks for the call. When he said he's exposed, he's not exposed just to us. He's exposed to the rest of the world, friend and foe alike, to borrow a phrase from President Kennedy's inaugural address. Friend and foe alike are watching what's happening. Michael from De Pere. Michael, go ahead.
Jerry, we can't do anything. We're not in any sort of position to do anything. He's been busy eviscerating the military for a while now. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the purges among the generals that have been going on, but...
Yeah, and the downsizing and everything else. So we're not in a position to do anything, so that means we do nothing?
Economically, you try to do something, but... Is this the man you want to take on Vladimir Putin as Barack Obama?
Well, that's okay. See, and this is where I think this gets very dicey. Now, an earlier caller said that we should give a show of military force in several ways.
You can't, though, Jerry, because we're not going to pull the trigger.
Well, that's exactly the problem here. If it's all for show, it's not going to do anything anyway, whereas Putin has made it abundantly clear that he is willing to act. I'll weigh in on what I feel, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't know what the hell to do about this. You want to talk about a crisis of our own making, ours being our government. Get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:19. Thing you say.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.